And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Time is 8:30 a.m. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, and I am your host, Josh Engel. Today's guest on the program will be Tim Taddy, president of Operation Rising Phoenix, a nonprofit dedicated to serving and assisting homeless veterans, veterans in need throughout the West Georgia area and beyond. Today, we're going to be talking about Tim's partnership with Printer's Ale Brewery for the upcoming Veterans Day celebration at Printer's Ale. The event's going to be a two-day event, November 9th and November 10th, with November 9th being a special tap event, where they'll be tapping a beer in honor of Operation Rising Phoenix, as well as November 10th, which will be benefit bingo. And of course, there'll be a lot more going on. It's an awesome opportunity to support a great organization. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us on the program today. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? Tell us a bit about you, and if you could, tell us a bit about your service in the military.
All right. So thank you for having me. So I joined the Army as an infantryman back in 2010. And then my first duty station was Fairbanks, Alaska. And from there, we deployed to Afghanistan. And whenever we came back, PCS down Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Was med boarded back in 2014, and then moved back home down here with a buddy of mine, Mike. And from there, I've been wanting to do something like this for a few years now. And so when I saw the amount of homelessness increase in the West Georgia area, especially with veterans, I basically told my wife, I was like, I'm starting this nonprofit. And it wasn't a spur of the moment thing. It's been things leading up years and years and stuff. So when we finally got our incorporation set, got our bylaws done, and got the 501c3 back from the IRS saying that we were granted the nonprofit status, we started kicking things off. And when we got the okay through the Secretary of State, we were exempt for having our educational aspect attached to the nonprofit. Nice. So we got everything set in stone before we even hit boots or into the ground. So
excellent. Now, you grew up in this area.
Yeah, I grew up in this area. I actually started my youth going to Billerica Primary when it was Billerica Primary. So then we moved to Temple, graduated from Temple High School back in 2007, and joined the military 2010.
Excellent. Well, thank you, of course, for your service and your dedication to your fellow servicemen and women that have been dealing with. Well, I think we should probably leave that to you, honestly. Let's speak a bit on that. What is it that necessitates an organization like this? And that what are things that veterans go through or are continuing to go through that might lead to something like homelessness or addiction or something to drag them down?
So basically, when we started this nonprofit, homelessness, so we also added in the mental health factor. So a lot of people don't realize homelessness is attached to mental health issues, seclusion, and worthless, feeling worthless and unvaluable now. So you go from being in the military, you have something to do. You have a goal in life now.
You got a lot of structure, fulfilling task. You know, you've accomplished something.
Right. You have that sense of accomplishment. You're right. And so to go from getting out of the military, now you got to find a job. Military don't do too good about transitioning people out, and a lot of people don't realize that. So they don't give you the tools you exactly need to transition back into civilian life. They teach you, all right, do your resume, but this is how you can't act now. And so basically, when you come out to the civilian world, you got to find a job, and you got to find a job that's enough to support your family. Because people don't realize, you go from the military to civilian life, and I had a retention officer tell me this. He's like, you have to at least make X amount of dollars to sustain what way you're living now. And 1950 don't cut that. Mm-mm. And so one person that he told it to, he had to equate to $38 an hour.
Sure.
And then so, and you want to find a job that still has some sort of meaning to it. And a lot of people don't realize this. Either is that there's these places that say that we'll hire veterans, but when it comes time to it, they don't do it. They don't live up to their word. Mm-hmm. And then there's the trauma aspect to it. You know, people in the military, they see a lot of trauma, and it's not just with deployments. You have military sexual assault.
Widespread. It's shocking when you read yes. about that.
And that's where a lot of women in the military also get their trauma. And so when you have that much trauma built on top of it, you have deployments, then you have military sexual assault. And for men, you have the deployments as well as everything else built up on top of it. You know, men being the breadwinners and all of that in the families, and then the women getting that much trauma packed on multiple times, is they start seeking self-medicating.
Yeah.
Because they're not exactly getting what they need from the VA. Same with men, they're not exactly getting them what they need from the VA, because a lot of people don't like going to the VA. People don't realize that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, you know, the veterans I've had the opportunity to get to know and become friends with, I was unaware for so long how limited the service is at the VA.
So, and then that's where your homelessness comes in, is you spent a lot of your money on drugs. You don't have nowhere to go. Family wants nothing to do with you now because they see you as
a
broken person. And then on top of that, that's where you get your 22 veterans a day.
Yep.
So it's a chain. It's a cycle, and it's continuously growing. And people, I'm going to touch on this topic with you, Josh. What people don't realize either is from 1999 to 2011, that's when the VA did their survey on 22 veterans a day, and they didn't include a lot in there. Self-medication is one of them, and that, in my eyes, that's a form of suicide. You didn't mean to OD.
It's just slow suicide.
Slow. So it's actually 44 veterans a day.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I did a deep dive into it and with other nonprofits, and read on the websites, read their deep dive into it, and it was actually 44 veterans a day.
Wow.
So, and that's why we're trying to help veterans be able to prevent them from being homeless, or helping veterans are currently homeless, facing a homelessness, is if you start there, you can, it goes its way down.
And that's 44 veterans a day that that commit suicide.
Correct.
Wow, that is so shocking. So it's those kind of numbers that actually helped inspire the founding of Operation Rising Phoenix.
Yes.
Well, so tell us that. I mean, you know, it's interesting. We had some folks from the Special Operators Foundation a few months back. And it was interesting sitting down with those guys and talking, because it was one of the first times I had a chance to talk about that, the transition from military life into civilian life.
Yeah.
And little things that I never even thought about. They were like, we have our own language. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean? And it's like, everything is acronyms. You laugh because you know it's true. It's like,
it is.
All these, like, and they were starting to run through just dozens of acronyms. They're like, we learn these. These become replacements for common words you guys use every day. And we have to relearn some of these words because it's been so long. We've been exclusive to saying, you know, whatever. I mean, there are just so many layers on top of layers that you guys have to work through and decipher through to just sort of reintegrate back into life.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things that we have to relearn to come back into the civilian world, and it's difficult.
Well, tell me this. So, like, what would you like to see Operation Rising Phoenix doing in a few years? I mean, this is an organization. About how long now has the organization been?
We've been going on for 2 years now. This is our, this is going to be our third year, okay. And it's picked up.
I mean, oh yeah.
And in a few years, we'd like to be made West Georgia one of the biggest veteran supporting counties, regions in Georgia. I mean Carroll County, Douglas County. I mean, we're trying to grow and bring awareness to this, because this is a real issue. And you know, there's some nonprofits like Operation Homefront that, that they do some pretty good work as well, but I mean, you can only do so much as one nonprofit, and the more nonprofits that are bringing more awareness to this, the better, because the community can, you know, kind of get behind the veterans and help pick them up. I mean, it's all about, you know, everybody doing their part. That's all it is. And we're right now, I think we're doing pretty well, and I like the direction we're heading right now.
Homeless and at-risk veterans, an epidemic that the we're seeing across the entire country. We're talking with Tim Taddy this morning, president of Operation Rising Phoenix, a nonprofit dedicated to serving those homeless and at-risk veterans throughout the West Georgia area, is joining us on the program today. We're very excited to be talking about the their Veterans Day celebration at Printer's Ale coming up November 9th and 10th right here in Carrollton at Printer's Ale Brewery. We're going to go and take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tim and chat more about the Veterans Day celebration. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, and I'm very, very pleased to be joined by Tim Taddy. He is the president of Operation Rising Phoenix, a former Army infantryman who, after leaving the military and seeing a vast need to support those homeless and at-risk veterans in the West Georgia area, founded Operation Rising Phoenix. And this nonprofit is dedicated to serving those veterans right here in our region, right here in our neck of the woods. And we're very excited to celebrate their partnership with Printer's Ale Brewery. Printer's Ale right here in Carrollton, a beloved brewery and a longtime friend of these stations. They have a celebration to honor veterans and on for Veterans Day. And those events are going to be event's going to be November 9th and November 10th at Printer's Ale, with November 9th being a special tap event and November 10th being benefit bingo. Tim, let's just jump right back into it. So it's about 2 years now that you've had Operation Rising Phoenix, right, and it's been gaining traction. You and your team have been working to try to assist and serve those. But you're also working on establishing partnerships like the one you have now with Printer's Ale. Could you speak a little bit about how that came together? And do you have any other partnerships here in the local community you could chat about?
So what we did was we had a meeting one day, and one of my finance director, Ryan, he actually said, well, about having an event at Printer's Ale. And I'm like, that's a printing place.
Yeah.
Why would I have an event at a printing place? Because I passed by it pretty often, and because all I seen was printing specialties.
Yeah, printed specialties up there.
And so he's like, no, man. He's like, that's a brewery. I was like, okay. So I'm going to reach out to him and see what happened. And so he reached out to him, and he didn't hear anything back. So a few months go along, and I reached back out to him through email, and Shelly actually got a hold of him.
Shout out to Shelly. We love Shelly.
And she was like, we would love to partner with you. She was like, well, if you ever need to do an event here, this is what we can do on our end. And I was like, okay. So I went up there one day and I talked to her, and I was like, you know, because there's also, I'm going to bring up another nonprofit that's out in Peachtree City. It's known as Operation Tackle Box. They take combat veterans out to deep sea fishing.
Nice.
And they have a partnership with Lion Creek Brewery, where they actually brew them a beer.
Wow.
So I talked to Shelly about it, and she got me a hold of Rocky. And so I went up there one day, and I talked to him, and I was like, hey, is there any way this is what you can do? Brew me a beer, you know, and some of it go to us to help further our mission. And he was like, well, how about we do an event instead? A tapping event. So he's like, any specific day in mind? I was like, Veterans Day.
Let's do Veterans Day.
Like, well, weekend of Veterans Day, November 9th. And Shelly got a hold of me. She's like, hey, we got bingo going on. She's like, this is what we can offer you all. And I was like, that's fine.
That's awesome. I mean, this support like that goes so far.
It does. And it's unheard of. You know, it's rare to find people like that. And that's one of the many things that I have a lot of respect for burners for that.
We're talking with Tim Taddy, president of Operation Rising Phoenix, a nonprofit dedicated to serving homeless and at-risk veterans in our region, in the West Georgia area. So this Printer's Ale partnership, mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing to provide a setting or a venue, or to use their marketing platforms to celebrate a nonprofit, but to specifically brew and tap a special edition beer in honor of the work of Operation Rising Phoenix and veterans who have sacrificed so much. That's pretty incredible. Now, tell us a bit about this beer. I mean, does it have a name yet, or is there any particular profiles that folks can keep an eye out for?
So it's a light lager, and when we were my guys and I, we were like going back and forth on different names and all that, and the name that just kept coming up was Rising Phoenix.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going. That's what we went with.
Nice. Rising Phoenix light lager.
So it was it didn't take long for that one to happen. And so I was like, okay, I guess we got the name.
That's
awesome. And I sent it to Rocky
and now they're going to have a special edition beer. So for folks tuning in order to, you can support Operation Rising Phoenix, not only for making donations or partnering with the organization to spread awareness about the widespread epidemic of homeless veterans and at-risk veterans in West Georgia, but you can also come to this November 9th tap event where they are going to have a special tapping of the Rising Phoenix Light Lager to benefit Operation Rising Phoenix. But then there's also the benefit bingo on the 10th. So tell us a bit about that. So they do are they going to have a brewery-wide bingo game?
I'm guessing that's what it is. I mean, she really didn't get too much into it. Just told me that benefit bingo, and they include that in the flyer. So we actually got some product donations from Home Depot.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Home Depot.
Out here in Carrollton. And they donated a Next Griddle Grill, 4-burner griddle grill with a stainless hood on it, and a Milwaukee combo set.
Wow.
That we're going to be raffling off.
So these are going to be items that folks can register. They can sign up for the raffle and make a donation to the organization, and they have a chance to win. Those Milwaukee combo sets are no joke.
They're not.
They're serious.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are some incredible pieces of equipment. So these are items that can be potentially won.
Correct.
Are a lot of folks from your group going to be coming out to the event? Are you putting out kind of an open call to veterans in our local community that want to come out and support this organization?
Correct. Yes. So I actually partnered up, not really partnered up, but we working with Douglas County Community Service Board. Mm. And so November 8th, they're having a Veterans Roundtable, and that's more of a platform where I get the event out at. But it's also more talk about what I've mentioned before, is military trauma.
Absolutely. So, I mean, education is going to be a major part of this organization, wanting to educate folks. Correct. To the reality. I mean, is this something you could imagine, you know, bringing to civic clubs, like Lions Club and whatnot, these different, or Optimist Club, and possibly, you know, classrooms or something, like to spread awareness of this?
Yeah, and that's something that we eventually want to get into, is educating people on this and the issue that veterans face every day. I mean, people think, I'm not going to really say what people think, but what we believe, how people approach veterans and everything, that people really don't understand the amount of issues that we face every day and the demons that we face every day. And like myself alone, like I lost 3 people I deployed with.
Wow.
To suicide. One of them was while we were actually still in Afghanistan. And 2 of them was after deployment. And the actual issues that we veterans face, people, they kind of want to understand it. And we're gladly to educate them on it. Like, you don't have to deploy to go through these issues. I mean, transition alone is an issue itself. And there's been veterans that just couldn't transition very well and have committed suicide. So this is one thing that we're passionate about and we really want people to learn about. And if they come to the event, we'll be more than gladly to educate them on the issue.
This is your chance to learn more about the widespread epidemic of homeless and at-risk veterans. We were chatting earlier, upwards of 44 veterans a day committing suicide. Yeah. And that number has probably gone up since those studies were done. So, I mean, this is your opportunity to support the work of Tim here, Tim Taddy, president of Operation Rising Phoenix, to support his organization, his and his team's organization, by coming to the Veterans Day celebration at Printer's Ale Brewery. It's coming up November 9th and 10th, November 9th being the tap event for the Rising Phoenix Light Lager to benefit the organization, as well as November 10th's Benefit Bingo. There's going to be some awesome giveaways that you can register for, the raffles, some grills, some Milwaukee tool sets, a lot of information available for you if you come by to a Printer's Ale Brewery on November 9th and 10th to support Operation Rising Phoenix. Time is 8:52. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Tim Taddy, president of Operation Rising Phoenix, as we chat more about their Veterans Day celebration at Printer's Ale Brewery. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius Strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, October 29th. Our guest this morning has been Tim Taddy, president of Operation Rising Phoenix, a nonprofit dedicated to serving homeless and at-risk veterans in the West Georgia area. And that includes the aforementioned 44-plus service members who commit suicide every day throughout the country. So this is something that this is a very, very important cause that I know a lot of our listeners can get behind and support. And you have that opportunity to support this organization, whether making donations or volunteering with the organization, or you can come out to Printer's Ale Brewery on November 9th and 10th. It is their Veterans Day celebration. Printer's Ale, Shelly and Rocky and the team have been kind enough to brew a special beer in honor of Operation Rising Phoenix, and that is the, you guessed it, the Rising Phoenix Light Lager. And of course, November 10th is going to be Benefit Bingo. Everybody loves bingo, to benefit the mission of Operation Rising Phoenix, to serve those at-risk veterans. So, Tim, in the time we have left, you know, are there any upcoming events that you want to let people know about, perhaps later in the year, or anything that you're hoping to put together in the near future?
right now, I'm trying to bring this to a yearly event with Printer's L, along with a Memorial Day event. Nothing set in stone yet about that. So there's one thing that I'm really working on getting done, and it's nothing set in stone. It's just that we're trying to bring a morning feel to the West Georgia area for Memorial Day to celebrate those who were lost in Iraq, Afghanistan, and anybody else want to sponsor this. It's a flags. I've talked to you about this before.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's about wanting to do 300 flags from one field. And I know some people probably think I'm crazy for that. But each flag, where our goal is, can be sponsored by an individual who has lost a loved one in the military. And we're also opening up, we'll open it up to first responders as well, of course. And so each flag would represent a loved one that was lost, whether it was Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, all that. So what it would cost would be $50 to sponsor a flag for a loved one. And then we would leave it up from the beginning of May all the way to the week after 4th of July. So it would be a long-standing event and something that the community can be engaged in as well.
Excellent.
Because that's what we want. We don't want to be just sitting here, hey, we're a nonprofit, help us. It don't work like that. You got to engage with the community. And you really, that way the community can really back you on what you're doing and they can have trust in what you're doing. So that's our main goal right there.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, so as far as, follow up for folks that might want to keep up to date with what you're doing with Operation Rising Phoenix, to perhaps donate, maybe to support the organization, is there a website where folks can make donations, social media? Tell us a bit about that.
So we have a Facebook page, Operation Rising Phoenix, and then we have our website, OperationRisingPhoenix.org. You can make a one-time donation or a recurring monthly donation, and you can do it through PayPal, and we actually have a donors wall on the website right now that they can go to and they can type their information in, and it'll put their name up on our website on who donated.
Excellent.
That way they can be engaged in the website as well.
Perfect. So folks can look up Operation Rising Phoenix on the on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they can also visit OperationRisingPhoenix.org. Sign up for donations there. You make monthly recurring payments if you'd like to support the ongoing mission of Operation Rising Phoenix. But of course, don't miss the Veterans Day celebration at Printer's Ale Brewery. That's coming up November 9th with a special beer tap event for Rising Phoenix Light Lager, as well as November 10th's Benefit Bingo. So this is your opportunity to support the great work of Operation Rising Phoenix, serving those at-risk and homeless veterans right here in our community. Tim, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, and please let us know when you have other events and initiatives coming up, because we want to bring you back on the show, talk about it, and celebrate the great work of Operation Rising Phoenix. And again, thank you to Printer's Ale for partnering with the organization, and to everyone who tuned in to this morning's program. We will see you next time.